Today we're taking a classic old school DNBDJ intro and flipping it into something that still has vintage soul, but hits with modern punch in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. Keep the vibe, tighten the impact. In drum and bass, the intro is not just a warm-up. It's part of the groove architecture. It tells the listener what kind of record this is, and it tells the DJ how easy this is going to be to mix. So we want swing, grit, atmosphere, and that final era feeling, but we also need strong transience, controlled low end, and clean phrase movement. Start by setting up a fast working template. Group your sounds into drums, bass, and atmosphere or FX. Add a short reverb return and a delay return. If you've got a reference track, mute it for now but keep it ready for a slash beat checks. Set the tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM if you want that classic DNB energy, or around 170 if you want a slightly heavier roller feel. If you're working with samples from an old school intro, warp them properly first. Use Complex Pro for more musical material, or Beats Mode if you're dealing with break-heavy audio. The first creative decision is the source. You want something that already carries a bit of identity. That could be a chopped breakbeat, a dusty stab loop, a spoken phrase, or even a simple minor key chord loop with some space in it. If you're building the whole thing from scratch, Ableton stock devices are totally enough. Analog or Wavitable can give you a moody stab, Sampler or Simpler can handle a chopped phrase or drum hit, and Drum Rack is great if you want to slice a break into pads. Now here's an important teacher tip. Decide what the identity of the intro is going to be. Don't make every element fight for attention. Let one thing carry the character, whether that's the break, the sample, or the bass teaser. Everything else should support that identity, not compete with it. Let's chop the break. Put the audio into Simpler in slice mode, or map it into Drum Rack if you prefer pad-based control. For speed, Simpler is usually the cleaner workflow for intro building. Build a pattern that keeps the main kick and snare backbone from the break, then add ghost hits around the snare and leave a little room for air. Don't over-quantize everything. The charm comes from the groove. Use Ableton's Groove Pool if you want to preserve that human swing. You can extract the groove from a break and apply it to your MIDI pattern. A swing amount around 55 to 60% is a good starting point. If it feels too loose, reduce the timing a little. Keep random very low unless you deliberately want more variation. The goal is to keep that old school push, but make it feel controlled enough for modern mixing. Once the break is in place, add a modern punch layer under it. This is where the intro starts to translate better on current systems. Keep it simple. A clean kick with a sharp transient, a solid snare or clap, maybe a very quiet closed hat ticking in 16 THz if the groove needs a little extra motion. You're not building a second drum kit, you're reinforcing the old one. On the drum group, try Drum Bus for density and impact. A little drive, a little transient, and you'll immediately feel the drums move forward. Then use Glue Compressor lightly, just enough to bind the layer together. If the drums start to feel stiff, back off. You want the modern layer to feel like reinforcement, not like it's flattening the break's personality. Now let's bring in the bass teaser. This is a really important move in DNB intros. Don't give away the full drop bass yet. Just hint at it. A single sub note on a key phrase, a filtered re-swell, or a little call and response phrase with the snare is enough. Use Operator or Wavitable for the synthesis, then shape it with Auto Filter, Saturator, and EQ8. Keep the sub clean and mono. Keep the res filtered and restrained. If the bass gets too loud too early, it steals the suspense. A really effective arrangement trick is to keep the bass sparse and phrase-based. For example, one note in the first phrase, another later, then a short pickup at the end of the section. That creates direction without turning the intro into the drop, before the drop. Next, build the vintage soul layer. This is where the intro gets emotional weight. Add vinyl crackle, room noise, a dusty pad, a filtered piano stab, a vocal fragment, or some short dub delay throws. Use hybrid reverb for space, echo for movement, auto filter for opening the tone over time, and utility if you need to control width. Keep the reverb high passed so it doesn't cloud the low end, and don't bury everything in wash. In this style, the atmosphere works best when it feels discovered, not sprayed everywhere. One thing I always tell producers here is to use contrast more than complexity. A sparse section feels bigger when it opens up. If you keep adding layers without removing anything, the intro starts to feel busy instead of powerful. Now let's automate like a DJ would mix. Think in 8-bar phrases. That phrase structure is huge in drum and bass. It keeps the intro DJ-friendly and makes the energy feel intentional. Over 16 bars, automate a filter opening, bring in delay throws on the last hit of a phrase, and gradually reveal more drum detail. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are break plus atmosphere, bars 9 to 16 bring in the modern drum layer, bars 17 to 24 add the bass teaser and extra effects, and bars 25 to 32 build tension into the drop. That phrase-based movement is what stops that intro from sounding static. Even if the sound palette is small, the listener still feels progression. Before you call it done, control the low end and the transients. Use EQ8 to cut unnecessary rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz, and if the break is muddy, dip some of the 200 to 400 Hz range. Keep the sub and low bass mono, usually below around 120 Hz. If the snare feels harsh, check the 3 to 6 kHz area. Do a mono check with utility. If the intro falls apart in mono, the problem is probably the width, not the idea. This is one of the biggest workflow lessons in DNB. Old school soul can be wide and atmospheric, but the kick, snare, and sub need discipline. That's what makes the intro feel modern and mix-ready. For the transition into the drop, keep it short and clean. A reversed crash, a quick snare fill, a brief glitch using beat repeat, or a little filtered bass rise can work really well. You can even use a long reverb tail, and cut it hard before the drop for contrast. Just don't overdo the buildup. In drum and bass, too much big room style rising tension can kill momentum. One sharp one bar lift is often more effective than a giant overcooked riser. Once the intro works, duplicate it into the full arrangement and decide what kind of intro it is. Is it a 16-bar DJ tool intro, a 32-bar narrative intro, or a hybrid, where the first half is sparse and the second half becomes more assertive? Render a rough bounce and compare it to a couple of references in the same lane. You want to hear whether it still feels soulful after the punch was added, whether the bass teaser is enough, and whether a DJ could easily beat match it. And here's the final workflow tip. Print early, tweak later. Don't get trapped endlessly polishing the intro while the track sits unfinished. If the vibe is there, bounce a rough version, step away, and listen to it outside the project. Old-school flavored intros often sound great while zoomed in, but the real test is whether they still feel strong when you hear them as a listener. So the core move is this. Keep the soul of the old-school intro, then add modern drum impact, low-end discipline, and phrase-based automation. Use breaks, ghost notes, and swing for heritage. Reinforce with punch and controlled saturation. Keep the bass teaser sparse and mono-safe. Automate in 8-bar blocks. And always keep the intro DJ-friendly and mix-ready. If you can do that, you've got a seriously useful workflow for jungle, rollers, darker bass music, and neuro-adjacent DNB. Now go build one that opens like a dusty dubplate and lands like a current club record.